And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here today with Jim Franke. He's the co-chair of the Christmas Tree Lot for the Optimists here in Manhattan. Good to have you in the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it's for a lot of folks, you know, we got to get through Thanksgiving first, and then they get to Christmas. But I say, you know, forget that. It's November 25th. 1 month from today is Christmas Day. We've got Christmas music playing on Sunny 102.5. The holidays are here.
They certainly are. And this is actually the shortest time between Thanksgiving and Christmas that you'll have on the calendar. So it's going to get here in a big hurry.
And you guys are going to be setting up your booth there at the Optimist Park, later this week?
Yeah, we have all the infrastructure is in. The tree racks are up and the lights are up and what have you. And we took delivery on 785 trees on this past Friday and Saturday. And we'll put those out this Wednesday and be then ready to start on Thanksgiving Day. We'll be open for a limited schedule, 10 to 12 in the morning, and then 2 to 6 in the afternoon. On Black Friday, we're going to be open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then we'll begin our regular hours, which on the weekends are 9 to 8, and then Monday through Friday during the week, they're from 4 to 8.
And you guys will go until you sell out, basically.
Right. It's one of the points I wanted to be sure to make is get out early, especially if we have a lot of very nice taller trees, but those are going to be gone the second weekend. We'll probably have sold those out. So come out early. We recognize that people may not want to put them up that early, but you can take it home and store it in a shaded area somewhere. Or we can store it at the park and you can come back and get it. But if you wait till the third weekend for a big tree, we probably won't have any left.
Gotcha. So a lot of varieties out there as well, different kind of pines and spruces.
Yeah, we have we have five different varieties of trees this year. We have three different firs. We have the Fraser fir, which is our biggest seller. They're just beautiful trees. Well, all the trees are nice. We also have Douglas firs and something called a balsam fir. And then we have what some people have been getting for generations, I'm sure, the Scotch pine tree. And then they tried for the first time last year a spruce tree called a Black Hill spruce that looks a little bit different, but people really liked it.
All right. And if you want to be like Mr. Griswold and get one of the big, big trees, you have up to what? Up to 12 feet?
Yeah, we have. I should have looked the number up. Yeah, it's up to 12 feet. We probably have 30% of our inventory is between 7 feet and 12 feet. So, yeah, if you want a big tree, I think we definitely have it for you.
Yeah.
You know, in addition, we have things that we sort of pride ourselves on is the personal service that we're able to provide. One of our members, all volunteer, very optimistic people, will help you pick out a tree. They'll answer whatever questions you've had. I mean, we've been doing this for a while, so we've got a good feel for things that you need to look for when you buy a tree or how to take care of a tree when you get home. And once you purchase the tree, we're going to net it so it's easy to transport and easy to get in your house. And then we'll put it in or on or under or however you want it on whatever kind of vehicle you have.
Okay. Sounds good. Great service. And really, if you're looking to go and get a Christmas tree here, what better way than to support a local group here that does so much for our community?
Yeah, we're involved in probably 20 to 25 programs each year. And we've been, the tree lot's been up and going for 62 years, so I think, in a very real sense, anyone who was born and raised in Manhattan has probably been touched by one of our programs in one way or another. But just to name a few, a lot of people may be most familiar with the programs that we have that support youth sports. For example, we run the city's T-ball program out at Optimist Park. Also, Optimist Park is the home to the Manhattan Optimist Fast Pitch Association, which is young women's fast pitch. What else do? We contribute to the Marlins, the Manhattan Marlins, the Little Apple Wrestling Club, and also the Manhattan Cross Country. We're also involved with arts for the youngsters as well. We're running a competition, sort of a contest called the Early Expressions Kids Art Fair. And somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 kids in the local schools will be submitting pieces of art that will then be judged and so on and so forth. We're also involved with the Gold Orchestra and Children's Theater at the Manhattan Arts Center. More other social service programs that we support or that we contribute to, the Ogden Friendship House, Shepherd's Crossing, this Camp for Stars that's run by the Pawnee Mental Health Center and Sunflower Casa. So there's, as I said before, we probably spend in the neighborhood of $20,000 to $30,000 a year, or contribute $20,000 or $30,000 a year to these various programs.
Great, and the community appreciates all that you guys do for the community. And I imagine this is probably one of your biggest fundraisers of the year.
This is our biggest fundraiser. We have I guess the second largest one then is the spaghetti dinner, which will be in March, and I'll be back here talking to you about it then. So this is far and away the largest one.
Very good. Well, and not only can you pick up your tree here starting this week, you got a lot of other things.
we also sell whatever you need to decorate the tree or the house, for that matter. We have all sorts of lights, from the small mini lights up to the larger C9s. Those are outside lights. They got to be outside lights. And in terms of C9s, we have the largest selection of replacement bulbs for those C9s. So you people around town who have the C9s, but they've gone out, just come to us, and we've got really whatever color you would want. We also have ornaments and tree stands, particularly tree stands. If you come, we refer to one of our stands as the last stand you'll ever need. Just come in and ask us for a Cinco stand, and we have plenty of those in there, and they're nicely priced. Beyond that, we also sell various types of greenery. We have wreaths and door swags, and we also have the what's called roping or garland. We also have that as well.
All right, so you can get all your holiday trimmings ready to go here this week. And again, we encourage you to shop early here and support the Manhattan Breakfast Optimist Club. If people want to learn more about joining the Optimists, where can they get that information?
Well, you can go to our website. The information's there. We'll have information available also at the tree lot. I don't think I mentioned where we're located. Where Optimist Park is located. It's on the west side of town. It's a little bit hard to find, I suppose. Take Seth Child to Amherst. Go east on Amherst, down the hill, past Little Apple Toyota Honda. There's signage all over the place down there. Take a left, and that'll take you back to the park. And if you want to put it in your phone and come that way, the address is 317 Plymate, Plymate. And if you haven't, if you haven't done this before, particularly if you've got young kids, It's a nice experience. We're sitting down there in this valley on the Wildcat Creek, and we've got all these trees are out on wooden stands. There are lights and there's music, and we've got giveaways for the kids, and anybody can get free popcorn. Fantastic. So I'm sure Dave will be there.
Yeah, anytime you involve food, Dave's there. So free food especially.
I resemble that remark. You knew that was an easy point to make, didn't you, Jim?
It was hard to pass up, Dave.
Yeah. It's, you have to realize also that this is just common ground that I have with my listeners. If there's food, good chance that I'll be there.
So you'll be there then?
Well, someday.
Okay.
Sometime.
Well, you don't have to eat the popcorn. You take the popcorn, you could string it together for garland.
You could do that. That's correct, yeah.
That's why
we also sell garland. Yeah.
I don't string popcorn.
It'd be a little difficult.
I'll eat a string of it. But.
Awesome. Well, this is a great community event here, and again, fun for the whole family to come and get your Christmas tree and all the trimmings. Again, you'll be open Thanksgiving Day, 10 to noon, and then 2 to 6, mm-hmm. and then 9 to 8 the day after, and then 4 to 8 weekdays and 9 to 8 weekends after that.
That's correct. Until we sell out, and I'm guessing we'll be open 3 weekends, and they'll be gone.
All right. Well, Jim, anything else before we let you go?
I think that's it. Again, if you haven't done this before, I mean, we have people who they've been coming there ever since, 20 years. Now, we used to have people who, like, traveled from Colorado to get their trees here and what have you. So it's, again, if you haven't done it, it's worthwhile.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, and good luck to you guys.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus coming up next. We'll talk with Melissa Kirkwood from the Sunset Zoo. That's coming up straight ahead.